Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Last Friday, Governor Walker announced a decision to accept the First Responder Network Authority, an AT&T plan, to deliver a wireless broadband network to the state's public safety community. Authorized by Congress in 2012, FirstNet's mission is to build and operate the nationwide broadband network that equips first responders. Retired Oneida County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy John Sweeney has been on the Department of Commerce's National Advisory Committee. He says over the next year, local governments will be asked to help build the network.
My primary role in testifying at these meetings and participating in the process has been to represent rural Wisconsin. Again, we're looking forward to working with our tribal partners, obviously county government, city and state public safety responders. It'll all now have an opportunity to give input and get our primary vendor, AT&T, to build a network that meets our needs.
Ann Sweeney says during times of emergency, communications channels are often jammed, making needed communication difficult.
So it's likely that you're going to have service unavailable to first responders and, you know, things like wildfires and even simple things like having some medical telemetry available with ambulances that are on their way to a hospital.
An AT&T spokesperson says Wisconsin's first responder subscribers will have immediate access to quality of service, priority, and preemption to voice and data across the FirstNet network. We have a longer interview with John Sweeney at WXPR.org. And one indicator of the Northwoods economy is reflected in the number of permits issued by counties for construction. In Oneida County, the trend was upward in 2016. Planning and Zoning Director Carl Jenrich details why there appears to be more construction.
More optimism, at least people starting to move forward with remodeling projects, more people starting to purchase lakefront properties. And again, it just seems like people are moving forward with projects they may have held off, you know, with since 2007, 2008. Again, there's also discussion around the country that there is a shortage in single-family housing. So we are seeing some uptick in construction off water.
Jenrich says in Minocqua and Three Lakes, there's been an uptick in commercial construction. He says among the new businesses are auto dealerships and retail stores. He also noted the recently approved permit for the Marshfield Clinic Hospital in Minocqua. If it moves forward, it will provide a large increase in construction. Minocqua had the most permits by town, followed by Three Lakes and Newbold. The city of Rhinelander had 684 permits last year, while Oneida County had just under 1,100. Rhinelander Mayor Dick Johns made it official today. He's filed a notification of non-candidacy, meaning he will not run for another term. Johns has been mayor after being appointed in 2005 to fill the term of Kevin Jenkins, who resigned. He was reelected three times. Johns first was elected to the city council in 1964 and served there continuously until being named mayor. Johns was president of the city council and chaired several committees. When he joined the city council, he was also then a member of the Oneida County Board of Supervisors. The board is now elected separately. WXPR did an interview with Mayor Johns about his years in office on December 7th. We have a link on our website. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reports today that the state's unemployment rate was 3.2% in November. That's the state's lowest unemployment rate in 18 years and 0.2 percentage points down from October's rate. The national unemployment rate is 4.1%. And Owen Police Chief Andrew Shoddy turned in his resignation Wednesday while the investigation into misconduct allegations continue. Shoddy has been on paid administrative leave since September. He was scheduled to make an appearance before the Police Disciplinary Committee next month. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office has been investigating charges that the chief failed to follow proper procedure in an OWI case. The weather forecast for tonight: cloudy with a 30% chance of snow, low around 18. Friday, cloudy, chance of flurries, high near 27. For Saturday, partly sunny, high 13. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 11. Snow showers likely Sunday in the Lake Superior Snow Belt. Christmas Day, partly sunny and cold with a high near zero. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.